The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hi, everybody. It's time for another episode of The Nate Darling Show. With Sam Platts, Kareen Daniels, and no Diana. Because she's Billy's selling shoes. Or trying to. How's that working out? This music's appropriate for her. Anyway, here's Nate.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Kareem.
Are we on the dating game?
I believe this is the music from the dating game. It's called Spanish Flea by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass.
Herb Alpert and that Tijuana Brass.
Yeah, I like the song.
They could write the soundtrack to my life.
Maybe they did. You just don't realize it yet.
Not yet.
Ha! Coming up on today's show, we'll tell you about the worst movie ever, according to the Internet Movie Database. Also, have you heard people calling each other bae a lot lately?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've got the root of the word and why you might not want us to do that anymore. A woman who won't apologize for loud sex. And
never.
And a comedian who is hammering Bill Cosby like Bill Cosby hammers passed out ladies, allegedly. Yeah.
I'm still worried about Hannibal Buress because I have not seen him since this shit broke.
Oh, I have. Right. I've seen him. He's part of, what is that damn show?
No. I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about he hasn't been
in
out.
Real life.
He hasn't been out doing anything.
He's touring.
I'm just saying, for what has happened, I haven't seen him do an interview or sit down and talk to anybody.
No.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Well, that's because all of the women started rolling out. Nobody wanted to talk to Hannibal anymore. I don't know that anybody really wanted to talk to Hannibal. I mean,
somebody gotta want to talk to Hannibal.
You'd think someone would want to. So yeah, we got all that coming up on the show today, gentlemen. How are we?
Fabulous, sir.
Great.
We are. What is it? 2 weeks from, a little less than 2 weeks from Christmas. Yeah.
Saturnalia.
Here we go. Feliz Navidad.
Yeah.
Joy you Noel. Gold Yule.
Just want to remind everybody that coming up on Christmas week, we will have another Christmas music spectacular with songs handpicked by the cast members of the show. That's
woo-hoo!
Kareem, Sam, probably Diana, we'll see, and myself. I'll be DJing that because, you know,
I am a professionally trained radio DJ.
So it'll be different than last year's show, because last year's show was a whole different cast of characters with different songs they wanted to hear. And I would be shocked if, say, Kareem had the same set list as Becca did.
That would be interesting.
It would be. I mean, I'm not saying there wouldn't be a one song overlap, but I would be shocked to see a lot of songs overlap. So that's going to be coming up. We'll have our year-end show with, you know, sort of our hopes and dreams and resolutions for next year and things that we, you know, what I want to do is sort of wild predictions.
So
like a wild prediction, and you can have up to three wild predictions
right on
of things that we think will happen in 2015.
I'm going to get Janet Jackson pregnant.
There you go.
Ooh.
That is wild. So we'll explore that. That'll be our New Year's show. And we'll have shows here and there, but we will have new shows for you all throughout the rest of the year, so no sweat in that. With or without Diana. Diana should be back next week. It's just the holidays, and she's working, and she's miserable. She's at the mall, selling. She does. I will give her this. I've seen her in action a couple of times. When there are interested customers, she does hustle. She hustles
she's
around.
A hustler.
She is a hustler. So hopefully have her back next week. But while she's gone, I think it's an appropriate time to bring this up. Justin Bieber, he's a fuckstick.
Yep.
Yes.
By the way, Kareem, you were wrong. The Patriots hung out with Bieber and then they won. So there's that. I guess they broke the curse.
No, he'll curse somebody else.
Well, the German government has been taking good care of Bieber's former pet capuchin monkey, Molly, since the Biebs abandoned him there last year. In an interview with the Daily Mail, Molly's new mom, zookeeper Jenny, took Bieber to task for mistreating and abandoning his pet, suggesting that he bought the monkey on the black market. See, Molly was confiscated at customs in Munich when Bieber's tour stopped there last year because the singer couldn't produce the vaccination records or proof that the animal was purchased legally. He promised to return for his monkey with proper documentation, but he never did. She said, "We can only assume the monkey was not acquired legally. We have not heard from or seen Justin Bieber ever since, and we do not expect to." That's a spokesperson for the Hodenhagen Serengeti Wildlife Park. Last summer, the German government billed Bieber $8,000 for the monkey's vaccinations and continuing care. But according to zoo officials, he's not paid that either.
Oh, no.
If that's accurate, he could be denied entry into Germany until he settles the debt.
Good.
Molly was frightened. He was alone. He was disoriented, and we did not know how things would work out for him. He needed to be cared for constantly. That's according to the zookeeper added. It's fortunate that the little capuchin was accepted by a family of other monkeys at his new home. Now, questions about Molly the monkey are coming up now again because reports that Bieber abandoned his latest pet, Karma, the American bulldog, because Bieber bought the puppy in Canada last Christmas, but he and his dad allegedly left the dog with a trainer and never came back. Dad Jeremy Bieber threw Karma off a second-floor balcony after the dog bit Justin's younger brother, Jackson. The trainer, who's named Trevor, claimed that to TMZ. The dog landed in the snowbank and survived, but the Biebers told the trainer to take him away until he was socialized. Nearly a year after the Biebers first got Karma, they want him back, and Jeremy's threatened to get the police involved. He still has concerns about the dog's welfare. He wrote, "Karma will bite you in the ass, Biebers." Because he can, you know, play on words.
That's his dog.
Yeah.
Very clever.
Yeah.
He's been waiting his whole life to use that one.
Yes.
Dog trainer humor.
Yeah.
Dog trainer humor. So, yeah, Justin Bieber is a terrible little stain. He really is. I saw a thing today. It's like, oh, eat your heart out, Ellen. Justin Bieber's gone blonde. It's like, really? I don't think Ellen DeGeneres gives a shit. I really don't.
Nope.
There are two daughters growing up in the White House now, but they're certainly not the first daughters to grow up in the White House. The Clintons had Chelsea Clinton there, and the Bushes had their daughters there, including Jenna Bush Hager. And she was on, Bravo's Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen when she made a little bit of an admission about what she did at the White House.
Nice.
Oh, come on.
Hey, Jim, what's going on?
Man, first of all, it's so great to be talking to two big Howard Stern fans like you and Rachel Ray.
Yes! Huge!
Huge Stern fans! Yeah.
He's the best, but my question is for Jenna. Jenna, did you ever fool around in the White House? And if so, what room did you do it in?
Oh, if so, what room did you do it in?
Am I blushing?
Oh, my God.
Listen,
did you ever bring a boy back to the White House?
A lady never talks.
Nice.
Oh, nicely done.
Yes, but, you know, in the Lincoln bedroom.
And also, no, I
no,
never.
No, I'm
and
just
I,
kidding.
You know, maybe I missed that opportunity, but my husband is here.
Yes.
You know?
Is your husband here?
Yeah,
right?
My husband is here.
Oh, I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, he's really cute. He's handsome. He's a dreamboat. But so, you know, I was engaged to my husband. I was 19 years old when my dad became president. So, you know.
At what age were you engaged to your husband?
Well, not at 19, you're
yeah,
right.
I'm not like a child bride.
But meaning yes. I knew him for a long time. And you know, maybe there was a little hanky-panky. There was like maybe a kiss on the roof.
Very good. Ooh, I love that.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
snipers everywhere.
Whatever.
So that was one day. The next day, she went on the Today Show to clarify what she meant by the whole thing. Can see if you can spot how quickly she threw things into reverse.
You know, it's not often that you hear the words White House and hanky-panky in the same sentence. Thanks to one of our own, it is a top trending story this morning. Jenna Bush Hager was on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live earlier in the week, and during the show, a caller had a really good question. She asked if Jenna had ever, quote, fooled around at the White House.
Good question.
Here's what Jenna had to say.
Am I blushing?
Oh, my God.
Listen,
did you ever bring a boy back to the White House?
A lady never talks.
Nice.
You know, I was engaged to my husband. I was 19 years old when my dad became president. And I knew him for a long time. And you know, maybe there was a little hanky-panky. There was, like, maybe a kiss on the roof.
Ooh.
Ah, a kiss on the roof. Jenna, you were blushing. You were sweating. So, yeah. Can I give her a on the telephone. She says nothing happened in the Lincoln bedroom. Jenna, are you ready for Meet the Press?
Is it weird that my hands are clammy?
let's just go through
is that
this.
Strange?
On the roof, talk slowly. What happened?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I have to say I was shocked by the question and totally humiliated.
Don't stall, Jenna.
Oh, come on.
Okay, but my husband and I did have our first kiss on the White House roof. Is that
She was shocked and humiliated by the question. Shocked and humiliated.
Get out of here.
I thought she...
they were like running...
I thought she was having fun with it until she just said she shocked and humiliated.
Yeah, you know what that is? That's Daddy made a call and said, listen...
Daddy made a call and her husband's like...
I've been shocked and humiliated, daughter.
Yeah. She answered that question like her husband was in the room.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, whatever. You and your sister running around with fake IDs, fucking around in Austin. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's not as innocent as she's playing now, because they were known as wild childs of sorts.
Yeah.
But I love the spin on that, the so quickly thing. Now, everybody says, talks about haters these days. You know, haters be hating. I love haters. Got to ignore the haters. By the way, if anybody could see the show right now, Sam's looking down trying to text on his phone. Kareem's looking at his phone. I'm trying to do a show.
We are paying attention, goddammit.
I'm very active in this conversation.
Well, over 100 years ago in 1911, Albert Einstein sent a heartwarming letter of encouragement to his peer Nobel laureate Marie Curie. See, at the time, she was facing a lot of criticism, though interestingly enough, a lot of the hate had nothing to do with her research and work. See, in January of 1911, Curie was denied a seat for a physicist in the French Academy of Sciences, which many assume had to do with the fact that she was a woman and an atheist, and there were even rumors that she was...
a lesbian.
Jewish.
Oh,
what?
Lord.
That's even worse.
I know. But probably mainly because news had just surfaced that she, a widow, was carrying on a romantic relationship with another physicist, Paul Langevin, who was married, though estranged from his wife. The scandal broke while she was away, and upon her return, she found an angry mob in front of her house. Curie and her daughters were driven from her home, forced to stay with friends. Does that sound familiar? Like the paparazzi, maybe?
Yeah.
Keeping that in mind, here's what... Einstein's letter to her said, and this was translated, highly esteemed Mrs. Curie, do not laugh at me, for I am writing you without having anything sensible to say, but I am so enraged by the base manner in which the public is presently daring to concern itself with you, that I absolutely must give vent to this feeling. However, I am convinced that you consistently despise this rabble, whether it obsequiously lavishes respect on you or whether it attempts to satiate its lust for sensationalism. I am impelled to tell you how much I have come to admire your intellect, your drive, and your honesty, and that I consider myself lucky to have made your personal acquaintance in Brussels. Anyone who does not number among these reptiles is certainly happy now as before that we have such personages among as you and Langevin too, real people with whom one feels privileged to be in contact. If the rabble continues to occupy itself with you, then simply don't read that hogwash, but rather leave it to the reptile for whom it has been fabricated. With the most amicable regards to you, Langevin and Perrin, yours very truly, A. Einstein. P.S. I have determined that the statistical law of motion and that the diatomic molecule and planet's radiation field, by means of comical witticism, naturally under the constraint that the structure of motion follows the laws of standard mechanics. My hope that this law is valid, in reality, is very small, though. So, haters be hating for quite some time.
Wow.
The 30-mile zone.
It's the most complicated way of saying it.
Yeah, the 30-mile zone might be relatively new, but tabloids and being obsessed with celebrity and pointing fingers and shaming, not really anything new.
Yeah.
Interesting Einstein would take pen to paper and write, though.
With such zeal.
Yeah, now he just tweeted.
Vigor.
Yeah.
Now he just tweeted, be like, at M. Curie, haters be hating.
Got your back, girl. Let's do lunch.
That's exactly what it would be. Hold on. Let me.
Hashtag we smart.
Oh, yes. Hold on. Let me while we're mentioning Twitter, I must very quickly check out what the Iron Sheik has been doing.
Yes.
Here we go. The Iron Sheik. As we record this, it's Monday. No. Okay. That's old day. Okay. Yeah, he's tweeting about wrestling. Oh, here we go. Seth Green, intelligent Jew. I don't know where that comes from, but okay. Respect the French Toast Crunch and the cold beer. See, he's on it because French Toast Crunch is coming back. So the Iron Sheik is paying attention.
I don't know what that is.
French Toast Crunch is a cereal, Sam. It's coming back.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, French Toast Crunch. It's an offshoot of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's French Toast
Crunch.
Oh,
I remember that one.
Yeah, it's coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah, he also tweets, fuck the winter. So that's what the Iron Sheik is up to.
He's such an eloquent man.
Yeah, he would tweet Marie Curie things like, good morning, Monday, go fuck yourself. So, yeah. All right. Now that I've immersed myself in Twitter for a moment, let's go ahead and do this.
They act, we decide. Cool or tool.
All right, first up in cool or tool. This one's going to be tough, though. Germany. Kareem?
Tool.
Sam?
Well, seeing as I've got a lot of German blood,
yeah,
I feel obligated to say that they're cool. But I'm going to back that by just this whole convoluted way of making sure Bieber can't get back in the country. I support that. They're cool for that.
Yeah, they are for that.
Yeah, Germany is, how you say, turn the page. You know, for a while, they were going down a rough road hanging with the wrong people. You know, rogue, yeah. Austrians.
Right.
But now they're cool. Up next in Cooler Tool, Jenna Bush Hager. Jenna Bush Hager. Sam?
She's a tool for not just playing along with this totally almost cool moment that she could have had.
Kareem?
Before last week, I thought she was a tool, but she stood up for Sasu and Malia, so she's cool.
It's a tough
this
one.
Week.
It's a tough
this
one.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go tool, because she works for NBC News. A, she has no business working for NBC News. Her only qualification is that people know her name because she is the daughter of a president. And then the whole hanky panky thing. No. Own it, girl. And finally, in cooler tool, Einstein, Kareem.
Cool. Love Einstein.
Sam?
Hella cool. I'm actually reading a book called Thinking Like Einstein, How to Unlock Your Inner Genius. And cool. It breaks down his thought patterns and how he actually is quoted saying that it's because he was, and he actually used mentally slow or mentally retarded, that he was able to discover the theory of relativity. And he said it's because you think about space and time when you're young, but when you're adult, you think you know how all that works and you don't think about it. But because he was developmentally challenged, he was able to think about it with the understanding of an adult and then apply. This is his quote. I can actually pull up the quote, but let's move on.
Are you trying to say that Einstein was mentally challenged?
He himself says so.
I don't think he means it the way you think he means it.
He's retarded. Einstein was retarded, folks. Spread the word.
So he didn't start talking until he was like 3 or 4, wasn't it? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Einstein's cool.
I want to borrow that book when you finish.
That.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
So that's,
I'll bring it in.
That's it for Cooler Tool. By the way, if you're shopping on Amazon this holiday season, please do us a favor. Go through the tab, the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. Thank you so much for doing so. We do appreciate it.
If you have a moment, I have that quote.
Go ahead.
From the book. Okay, Einstein is quoted saying, I sometimes ask myself how it came about that I was the one to develop the theory of relativity. The reason, I think, is that a normal adult never stops to think about problems of space and time. These are things which he has thought about as a child, but my intellectual development was retarded, as a result of which I began to wonder about space and time only when I had only grown up. He himself said he was retarded. Boom!
Well, he said his development was retarded. That's
the
a
same
little
thing.
No, it's not. It's a slight difference, but an important one, I think.
Yeah. Einstein was retarded. And a genius.
Okay. Well, yes, he was a genius.
It gives me hope.
Bill Cosby does not have a friend in Patton Oswalt. Among the comedy community, Patton Oswalt has been one of the most vocal critics of Bill, at least since Hannibal Buress inadvertently helped bring the decades-old rape allegations against the comedian into the national spotlight. For instance, over the past couple weeks, here are some of the things that Patton Oswalt has tweeted. If Law & Order SVU does a Cosby-inspired episode, they need to replace the gung-gung sound with Cosby going, zippity blee blah blah.
I'm impressed at your capability of doing that. That was really good.
Also this, he tweeted, Bill Cosby, don't work blue, goes rapes a bunch of women. Red Fox, cunt fuck pussy lips, proceeds not to rape anyone. And this, happy Tranksgiving, Bill Cosby. Tranquilizer Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Sort of thing.
Clever.
But during a conversation with Pete Holmes on the You Made It Weird podcast, Oswalt really let loose on Cosby, getting serious about to talk about how devastating the alleged allegations are and the numerous women who have come forward. Let's listen in to the You Made It Weird podcast with Pete Holmes.
And which is, again, the Bill Cosby thing is so fucking awful. And what's even awful, worse, I think, for comedians is a lot of us have known that for a long fucking time. It was a very badly kept secret in the comedian world, and a lot of us that would talk about it. I mean, Bobcat Goldthwait would mention it all the time.
Really?
People would just go, oh, it's bullshit. I don't believe it. You know, it took that long.
Yeah.
And what really drives me fucking crazy about it is the idea that these women, just imagine. And he would do this. He did the shit he did to these women when they were young and they're on this upswing. When, oh wow, my life is starting, my career starting. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to meet Bill Cosby, and this awful thing happens. They can never talk about it. So he's just shot the ground out from under them. Not just in that one incident, but for decades of their lives when they're supposed to be enjoying the time when they're in their physical prime and their mental prime, like enjoying life. Some guy takes that away from them. He doesn't lose a second of sleep over it. Does it? And by the way, how many women have come forward at this point? Like 13?
I thought it was up to 14. Yeah.
Okay, well, that means that there's hundreds. That means that there's fucking hundreds. If you see one cockroach, there's 1,000 in your house.
Right.
So, and they had to sit there for decades while this guy did this over and over again. Didn't lose any sleep. Was beloved.
Yeah.
And even now. You know, everything is being... This is the same problem I went through with George Bush, which was everything is being taken away from him. But at the worst, he lives in comfy seclusion for the last years of his life. He lives in absolute... he lives in luxurious exile.
So that's pretty much the point he was making. So he doesn't like Bill Cosby.
Fuck Patton Oswalt.
Now, I'm really see Kareem. Anytime there's lots of things, more and more things come out about something, you're like, well, see, it's true. But with Cosby, you go the other way. Every time there's more and more people that come out, you're like, well, there's more people, so now it's not true.
I said, it's a black man in America. If he raped 15 white women, that motherfucker would have been in jail.
Oh, he raped plenty of black women too. Yeah. And remember, but he falls under. He falls under your same Charles Barkley thing because he's
no. If Charles Barkley raped some women, Charles Barkley's ass would be in jail now.
Mike Tyson went to jail. It's true.
Yeah, and I still don't think Mike raped that girl, but still, yes, Mike he would have went to jail.
Well, Mike's admitted that he raped the girl, so I'm
no,
gonna go.
He didn't.
I thought he did.
No, I've never seen that.
But either way,
Like I said, yeah, no. If it was one or two. If it was in three, I was like, okay,
15.
That is possible. But when you got up to 50, okay, the last chick said that he raped her at the Playboy Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing at the Playboy Mansion at 15?
Valid point.
Well, now you're just victim blaming.
That's bullshit blaming.
No, but you are.
No. 14 or 15, what are you doing at the Playboy Mansion? That's if you're at the Playboy Mansion at 14 or 15.
Like, listen, there are, I don't know if it's true or not.
Exactly.
I don't. Just like everything else,
yeah,
I don't know.
Right. So I'm saying your story is you're 14, You're 15 and your friend's 14 and you guys are at the Playboy Mansion with Bill Cosby. And nobody notices this.
How would you like to have some wine with a pill in it?
Yeah. So nobody notices that you're 14. You know what I'm saying?
I would like to pop into your pudding.
And it's not like 14 or 15 year olds back then or like 14 and 50 year olds now.
Right.
Like they're 14 and 50 year olds now, you would have to be like,
Almost,
you'd be like, okay, I need to see your ID to check because you might be older.
Yeah.
14 and 15 year olds back there look like 14 and 15 year olds. Yeah.
The one that I found really interesting was the one who was actually seeing Cosby on the side and having sex with him, who came back to her roommate's, came back to her apartment where she was sharing with a roommate and was like, I woke up all groggy and I think Bill had his way with it. So this is somebody he was having consensual sex with who he drugged just for fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's...
That's what I'm saying. So you say
it's no fun when they say
you
yes.
say something crazy like that. Okay, yeah.
I'm just repeating the story.
I hear you.
Yeah. Look, you say a lot of things I find crazy too, but then you go no. It has to be
like I said. I got facts to back up my shit.
Well,
remember I brought the books and you didn't want to have anything to do with them. You were like, yeah, I don't want to know people do bad shit.
Listen,
so
L. Ron Hubbard wrote books, Kareem.
I got books that have facts that the people that did it at the time they did it said it because they didn't think that black people would be smart enough to read and understand what the fuck they were saying. So yeah.
Anyway, we're gonna have to agree to
that's
disagree.
What I thought.
Here's the thing about Bill Cosby. It doesn't matter because it's all beyond the statute
of limitations.
But here's what I found interesting. Now the LAPD wants to investigate him. I'm not sure why or what they're going to find, but...
The same LAPD who would pull Johnny Cochran over while he was a DA for driving around...
Well, they couldn't convict OJ.
In a Rolls Royce. So they would pull a black district attorney over for driving around in a Rolls Royce.
By the way, why was a DA getting paid Rolls Royce money? That's a lot of money for a DA.
Because he was in private practice before he became a DA.
Private practice. Yeah. That's code for drug dealer, Sam.
So you pull him over for
Rolls
that.
Rolls Royce are nice.
Yeah, so you pull him over for that, and you're not investigating a black man that's raping 15 white women? Get the fuck out of here.
Well, they're going to investigate now, but I expect it to go as well as the OJ trial did.
Yeah,
they take these leather gloves that have been soaked in blood, and he goes, can't get them on. Oh, yeah. They don't fit now. Oh, okay. All right. Moving on. Either way, let's move on to something also sex related, but not quite the same problem. There's a woman who was ordered by the British court to be quiet during coitus. She's making her point loud and clear. She refuses to stop screaming during sex. She refuses because that's her right.
Spawn Nation, it's not all about young tearaways.
I don't know, we didn't have sex in the kitchen, did we?
No.
Caroline Cartwright was given a 4-year ASBO for making too much noise in the bedroom department with Steve, her husband of more than 30 years.
You couldn't keep your hands off me, could you?
Right. You wish.
Sometimes it's
said after 30 years it's still fucking heated. Like that.
It's yes. Probably me, isn't it? More than you.
Yeah.
All
my legs.
Caroline lives in Tyne and Wear, next to a neighbour who couldn't stand the noise.
This is where it all happened.
What's left of it?
What's left of it.
It was a different bed, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We broke that one, I think, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
We had a metal headboard on the bed then, and that used to bang on the wall.
There's no carpet, so when you have sex, the bed goes back and forward.
And obviously, if you get to a point where you might be making a lot of noise or the bed's banging on the wall, then you don't stop, do you? As far as I'm concerned, that's what you should be doing. Just relax, go with the flow. It's not like I'm having sex and I suddenly think to myself, oh, God, I'm making too much noise, I better be quiet.
We had the police to our house 30 times in 1 year.
Conditions of the ASBO were, was it not to... I wasn't supposed to make... What was it? Excessive, that was it, an excessive noise that could be heard inside a neighbouring property or outside. And I just said, I guess I'm going to get arrested then.
Caroline was arrested.
and she even ended up in jail.
In fact, we were actually having sex when they came to arrest me, I think. Probably.
Oh, you just finished.
Have we?
I think we've stumbled on to why Bill liked them drugged. He couldn't take the noise.
Ah, that's it.
The noise and the headaches and the
That was somebody who was mad because they wasn't getting done. either she was mad because you know a woman was the person that called the police.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So she was either mad that she wasn't getting none or she was mad because her husband wanted more because they were making so much noise. Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah, these were not incredibly sexy people either. But
she's like, God damn it.
They knew how to light each other's fire.
She's like, my husband was trying to fuck me to death because you were making too much noise over there. We're going to put a stop to this shit.
You know what's weird is they went through the house and the house looked almost condemned from the inside, like they had fucked the plaster off the walls.
Wow.
And the room they went into is like just like bed parts here and there. It was weird.
They broke the bed.
That's out of control.
I broke the bed. You don't stop, will you, do you?
That is it.
You just keep going and doing it.
Me and my girl are together for 20 more years. I hope we're fucking like that shit.
Right.
Are you doing that now? Are you notifying the neighbors?
We're not notifying the neighbors, but we're, you know, I'm putting some dents in the wall.
Putting some dents in the wall.
Well, yeah, 30 times, that's more often than every 2 weeks that you called the cops because of loud sex.
Yeah, like I said, that's somebody who's either not getting any or she's mad because her husband wants some because they're making something.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad times when you have nothing better to do than to call the cops on your neighbors for that. Of all the things, you go over and go, look, but here's the thing though. If you're going to have a loud party, you have to invite the neighbors.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Would you like to come over for a shag?
I think when we first got together, we inspired her neighbors to do it because I heard a couple of times that they started after.
Like, all right, we'll be louder than you.
Join the party.
That's it.
All right. Well, do you call each other bae?
No. No.
Sam, that bothers you, does it?
Very much so.
Why is that?
Well, I have actually people who I love or close to me, and they call each other, a married couple, and they call each other bae, and they call each other bae. I'm like, baby, okay, but bae and bae. And it's, to me, it's the way my mouth and my throat, it's just, it doesn't feel like a complete word. And that's frustrating. So I have a slight OCD on that, but it's also just so trashy, ghetto, wannabe. I hate it.
Yeah, well, you're not the only one. I have a lot of quotes here from Twitter from people who hate it. Well, it turns out there's a really good reason to not use it anymore. It's actually kind of a... It's a slang word in Danish.
I got some Dane in me.
That's how the N-word got started.
Right?
Yeah.
Danish?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Danes.
Blame him for everything. It's a noun that means poop or crap. See feces, turd, or a piece of excrement.
Wow.
So when you're lovingly calling someone bae, you're really just calling them a piece of shit.
I would like to say thank you for that, first of all. And then read this thing a friend of mine posted on the Facebook. And it was shocking. This was a mother of a friend of mine.
Okay.
Okay, so she's not some young folk. And she posted, you're looking at my screen here. It's got the word bae, real big and bold, and a nice like serif font. And it says noun. And this is the description. The most fucking annoying way to say girlfriend, boyfriend, crush, or any other sort of significant other, commonly used by ghetto folks, swag bags, and annoying fucktards.
Ghetto folks.
This was my friend's mother, who does not talk like that, but she apparently has such a bitterness toward this as well. She felt that was couth.
No. So racist.
That is so funny. I love it.
All right. So the people have now spoken. And the Internet Movie Database, or IMDb, has named the worst film of all time, according to their ratings. And we've talked about it on the show. It's Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas.
Oh, God.
It is, yeah. It has a 0% approval rating.
Good.
Among professional critics on Rotten Tomatoes. It is now the most poorly rated film on the Internet Movie Database, meriting only 1.3 out of 10 stars. In order to appear on the list, the film must have reached at least 1,500 votes, which means that a significant number of the site's users felt it to be significantly worse than the Carmen Electra movie Disaster Movie, which got 1.9 stars, Mariah Carey's Glitter, which got 2.1 stars, and John Travolta's Ode to Scientology Battlefield Earth, which sits at 2.3 stars. Now, despite the recent stream of credible rape allegations against its star, even Bill Cosby's foray into science fiction, Leonard Part 6, is maintaining 2.3 stars. The reason for the abysmal reviews could be that, as the King's Ben Koenigsberg noted, Cameron's delivery in the film is so forced, quote, you half expect the camera to pull back to reveal hostage takers.
Wow.
End quote. Or because, in the words of MLive's John Serba, quote, Cameron's preferred tool of engagement is a pry bar applied to your eyelids with an indelicate hand, end quote. This is not to say the film has not been popular among some groups. It's currently grossed $2.2 million. And if Cameron's Facebook post is to be believed, it's about to get even wider distribution. Yeah, he said on December 3rd, I'm so excited nearly 100 new theaters will be getting Saving Christmas beginning Friday, and thanks to your incredible support, nearly 200 of the original theaters will still have Saving Christmas showing for a fourth week. Be sure to check out theaters listed here, and then enjoy the film with your family and friends this weekend.
Yeah.
That got 11,000 likes.
Wow.
11,500 likes and 945 comments.
I'm not surprised.
Well, people, this is the people love Jesus.
Here's a Kirk Cameron trivia.
Yes.
That I'm sure you probably are fully aware of. I just learned recently who his sister, that who we all know but mm-hmm. don't know
right.
as his sister.
Well, I know.
Candace or whatever her name is.
Candace Cameron Bure, yeah.
Yeah.
Who was a DJ on Full House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I had no idea. It's terrifying.
Why is that terrifying?
I don't know, just to know there's another one that shares his blood.
Yeah. Well, I think there's more than that. I think there's like five kids total.
Yeah,
I think he's like the nuttiest of the group, but
yeah.
mm-hmm.
he's certainly right up there.
Yeah, she wanted her costumes to be tasteful on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, was she on Dancing with the Stars?
She did, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she's a wife and mom. And
yeah.
So if somebody as a mom wants to be tasteful on Dancing with the Stars, I don't have an issue with that.
Yeah.
You know, she's not out there front and center. Sam, you're eyeballing my check.
You're getting paid out big by the state, bro.
Well, we mentioned this a while ago. If you have unclaimed funds the state has, you could go on the controller's website, their unclaimed property fund, as I did, and found out I had $2.28. So I did the...
You said, bitches, give me my bucks.
I did the work required, which is a couple of mouse clicks. And I have in my hand a check for $2.28.
High roller.
That's right. Well, it's what was owed me.
It's literally the dollar dollar.
It is.
It's $2.
$2.28. there are smaller. The funny thing about that is you could go and search any name on there. It didn't have to be your own. There was no.
Because it's unclaimed.
It's unclaimed. But like Jeremy Renner, the actor, has like $400 worth of different things that are unclaimed. From wages to whatever, from like three or four different things.
What is this website I go to?
I don't recall what it was. It's the state controller's website.
Okay.
and the funny thing is, it will list your address where you lived when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So like you can go through, I can go through and track where Jeremy Renner lived.
Yeah.
If I wanted to, you can go back and track where I used to live too. I don't live there anymore. So good luck finding me.
Fascinating.
Anyway, sorry. Let's peek down into our favorite wang-shaped state, Florida. Police in Central Florida say a man faces domestic battery charges after assaulting a woman during a discussion about anger management classes. The incident happened on a Tuesday night in a motel room in Ocala. The newspaper there reports a 53-year-old woman and a 44-year-old man, George Robert Pineda, were discussing their futures while consuming alcohol. Well, what could go wrong there? According to police, the woman mentioned that Pineda should take anger management classes. She told police he then started screaming profanities at her, grabbed her by the neck, and choked her. She says she eventually pushed him away, and when he fell asleep, she ran out and called police. Police say that she had scratch marks on her neck. Pineda denied touching the woman and was taken to jail. Court records show he has several convictions, including aggravated battery. And he apparently doesn't like soft critiques. cleaning woman. Anyway, a Gainesville woman was arrested about a week ago after police said she stabbed a friend with a set of keys during an argument about beer missing from a refrigerator. Did we do this last week? I think we did. Yeah, we did. Anyway. Yeah,
yep.
Yep. Sorry. I'm recycling for
pull the plug.
I'm pulling the chute. Pull the chute on the Florida corner. All right. Well, I have something just as good. You know that bomb threats are a very serious thing. Anytime there's any thought that something could be a bomb.
Yeah.
Anything left behind. Especially at a place like a courthouse. Well, the Edward J. Schwartz United States Courthouse in San Diego was evacuated last week after someone reported a suspicious-looking egg-shaped electronic device with a cord attached.
A vibrator.
Oh, no.
The fire department was called in, and federal officers closed off the area while a bomb squad investigated the questionable item. It didn't take very long for the bomb squad to realize the device was a sex toy, probably a run-of-the-mill love egg. And the area was reopened to the public within an hour. The toy was never claimed. Here are some questions that Jezebel had. First, who brings a sex toy to the courthouse? Is it normal to bring sex toys to work with you in general? Did a woman slash man report the bomb threat because he simply didn't know what it was? Did a woman slash man report the bomb threat because they knew exactly what it was but thought it might be weird if someone noticed them noticing it and figured out that they knew it was a vibrator? Aren't love eggs with cord a little outdated? And what if you use a wireless love egg and it gets stuck up in there? Is there someone out there who just really misses or their love egg?
Now,
like, who called that in?
That is unclear.
I've never seen a love egg. And I imagine an egg-shaped thing with the cord. If I plugged it in and it started vibrating, I'd probably put it together. But I don't know. Valid questions about it getting stuck up in there.
Who called that in?
It is unclear from the report who called it in.
No, it was somebody who hasn't got in a long time.
It just says someone spotted the object, an egg-shaped piece of aluminum attached to an electrical cord in the patio just west of the courthouse. Federal officers closed off the area while bomb squad investigated. The personnel soon realized the device was a sex toy.
Because it couldn't have been that big.
No, it goes in a very intimate area.
Don't eggs normally come out of vaginas and not get shoved in?
Well,
depends on the type of
how
egg.
How much fun you having?
Yeah, exactly. By the way, if you're tempted to watch the Grumpy Cat movie, don't. Just don't. The Grumpy Cat Christmas movie.
Oh yeah,
I couldn't do it anyhow.
I tried, and it was bad. And not like good bad, it was just bad.
How was the music?
I don't know, I only made it 5 minutes in.
Okay.
That was all.
Apparently there's an album as well. I saw that when I was hitting Dimple Records.
Oh, good God.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, Atlanta's come back.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I was, the score.
He's just exclaiming on some sports scores over here.
Yeah, it was 31-7 at halftime, and that was 40-30.
Wow, what a jump.
Interesting. Very interesting. Hold on, I gotta find the small town news here because I know I've downloaded it. It's good. It's Speak Out this week.
Oh, nice.
Hold on, I got that. I'll find it in here for a second. There we go. I found it. Let me load that up for you. And while that loads, we'll play this for you.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small town news.
All right, it's time for Speak Out. The smallest of small town news. First one's titled Kindness. I just wanted to write and say thank you. I was standing in line at Taco Bell.
I already love this one.
I was standing in line at Taco Bell with my daughter, her chosen treat to celebrate her hard work and wonderful report card, when I realized I had left my wallet on my desk at work. I was headed out the door when a gentleman paid for our meal. What a generous gesture. Thank you, kind stranger, and have a wonderful holiday season. That's got to be the best $2 that guy's ever spent.
He even got a shout out on the yeah, whatever.
The next one's titled Appreciation. It would be so nice if the housekeeping staff at CVPH, that's the hospital, by the way,
okay,
were appreciated by doctors, nurses, aides, smile and say hello back to us when we do so to you, you stuck-up cunts. Oh, it doesn't actually say that last thing. Oh. That's implied.
Did you spell it with a Z? Sorry, go on.
Hey, to the local bars, if it wasn't for the town people spending their money, you would not last. When the tourists and college kids are gone, you depend on us. Because without us, you close. Not really true.
Yeah.
No. The townies don't support enough bars to say so.
Yeah.
Sorry, townie. Hey, what's wrong with this community? Plattsburgh does not need another bar. Where's your support for our American heroes? Homeless veterans need a place to live. Can they live in the bar?
Yeah.
Karimi, we're in the military. Can homeless vets live in the bar?
I don't even know where that rant goes.
I don't either.
Did they kick up? What did they kick the homeless people out of the bar? What?
That's someone. Yeah. Someone just didn't want another bar in the city. Is what it is.
So here's part of the discouragement of the people. Visiting the employment office searching for a job proved to be unproductive and discouraging. The staff behind the counter was either on a cell phone or deeply buried in their computer screen. After being ignored for what seemed like forever, I left with no intention of returning. Fuck you, employment agency. I'm not going to get a job. Don't like oil trains? Build a pipeline. I have lived and worked very close to the train. Somehow all the pundits have missed the chlorine and hazardous cargo going by for decades. A chlorine tank rupture would kill everyone downwind. There's a happy thought.
See, that's the kind of shit white people should be protesting.
Yeah, that's legit. That's legit.
Oh, you brought up white people. If those protesters in Ferguson unlawfully assemble, they deserve what they get. And finally, I'm always afraid to miss local news coverage, but not to worry. Thanks to TV, I learned that not only was the holiday tree lighting in Burlington the most important thing happening on November 28th, it was the only thing happening. And I wanted to tell everybody how pissy I was about it. And that's Speak Out. And that's Small Town News for this week.
I'd like to invite that last person over for some eggnog and brandy.
Well, here's
a nice chat about Christmas tree lighting.
Here's what you have to remember about Plattsburgh, New York, and especially the TV market there. Burlington, Vermont is on the other side of the lake, and that's where most of the people live.
Yeah.
So that's where most of the media coverage is of things. And they get very upset. By that. Yeah. It's that.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I grew up in the small town of Truckee, and Truckee never gets no play, and as we know, in the Sacramento.
Do you know a girl named Michelle Blass?
Doesn't ring a bell. How old would she be? It's important we do this on the air.
Yeah, it is.
It's like 28 now, I'm thinking.
Oh, that's close,
that's,
Sam.
That's my age range. We're going to talk after the show. Pull it up on Facebook.
By the way, this past Monday, we celebrated, I don't know if celebrated is the right word, but remember the murder of John Lennon, December 8th, 1980 in New York City. So we'll go out this week with one of his solo hits. It's Imagine on the Nate Darling Show. Everybody have a good weekend. And be nice to each other, you fucking jerks. Is it that hard, really? Say.
but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world.